Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Do
it. What's up? Good morning. 6:33. It's Plan B Morning Show. How about ya? Halfway through the week, man. Going by pretty quick. Yesterday, a little rainy, a little crappy, and it was a video game day for me. I haven't fired that Xbox up in, what, months? Since the beginning of quarantine. Started out with the video games, quarantine, like, yeah, they're all right. It's going to be all right. I don't know. I can't really call myself a gamer. Hey, I'm a good 20 minute, and then I'm like, oh, I got to go do something. Got to get outside. One of those guys. I get my ass whooped by a bunch of 11-year-olds. But they're just fantastic at video games, by the way. How? But yeah, I'm a good 20 minutes and I'm out, man. So there you go. Let's take a look at your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it. That is right. Mick Jagger. That's what we're talking about this morning. He admits that he is not always into including previously unreleased Rolling Stones tracks when they do reissues. Jagger tells London Sunday Times that when he heard that there were going to be three lost Stones songs, Scarlet, Crisscross, and All the Rage, that could be used for the Goat's Head Soup reissue, he responded, "They're all terrible. There's always it's always my initial reaction. They are all useless. I mean, actually, I always liked the songs, but unfortunately, they weren't finished. So I'm not a fan." Jagger says that cleaning them up made them worth putting on the reissue, which comes out Friday. Sonically, they still sound like they were recorded back then. Even if they weren't perfect, you can make them sound a little bit better than they did. That's what he's saying. He adds that in the end, these three songs are all up there with the rest of the songs on this record. So, I don't know. Is he kind of saying like, hey, I hate, there's a reason they are unreleased because I hate them. But is he kind of saying, yeah, I kind of like them now because, well, they're releasing them. So he wants them to sell. He wants the money. I don't know. I'm thinking he's not a big fan of what's going on. So there you go. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1995, an all-star concert is held in Cleveland, Ohio to celebrate the opening of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. Pretty cool there, man. So, 1995. It's a cool-looking building, too, man. So, there you go. That's what happened on this day in rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union, come be part of it.
If you'll excuse